Good morning. We continue our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar HaBitachon. And of course, we're about to start the sixth part of the ways of acquiring Bitachon. And in order to do so, I think we need a bit of introduction via the writings of the Chazon Ish. The famous Rav Avraham Yeshaya Karelitz, the author of the Chazon Ish, had a sefer that came out at the time that he passed called the Sefer of Emuna Bitachon. And there within, the Chazon Ish explains that Bitachon isn't just an understanding that a person trusts that everything will be good. What does Bitachon mean? Bitachon means that I trust that everything is the will of Hashem. And if I do that which Hashem wants me to do, so then I can certainly hope that God will make me successful and He'll bench me with Hatzlacha. However, sometimes that Hatzlacha is not clear to me. And so therefore that which I think which is Hatzlacha, I will not know whether that's something that Hashem wants for me or not. And so the only way I could possibly have the ability to know is if a Navi would come along and tell me this is the will of Hashem. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen to a person on average on his own. And so therefore there is a certain degree of trust that has to exist. There's a trust that has to exist within this world. But also there is a trust that allows a person to understand if I have the bitachon in Hashem, then I'm going to be able to trust a world that has a concept of not just chaos, but rather that there's reward and there's punishment. That when I do the right thing, it goes in the right direction. When I move in the wrong way, it moves in the wrong direction. So with that in mind, and with the understanding that this is the belief in a system of reward and punishment, albeit a world of reward and punishment on God's terms and not ours, we can now turn to this sixth concept. The sixth concept is that a person should be able to trust in the concept of justice and truth in both Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. The fact is that it's not easy for us to see Schar and Onesh in Olam Haba. When it comes to the idea of Onesh in this world, at least until modern time when we started this whole system of reform, we knew that if you did a particular action, you got a particular punishment. A person who killed got skila. A person who engaged in another activity would not be stoned. He would be burned. He would be killed by knife or sword, whatever the case is. If a person stole and got caught with that which he or she stole, there would be a concept of tashlume kefel. There would be a responsibility to pay off double. We had the simple concepts of what punishment is. That doesn't require bitachon. It's out there. But when it comes to getting reward, we believe, and we say this every morning when we quote the Mishnah in Peya, Eilu devarim she'adam ochel peruseyam ba'olam hazeh ve'akeren kayemes la'olam haba. We believe that there, when we do certain mitzvos, the schar, the true reward, comes in olam haba. But you do need to understand that there is an element, a very strong element, of bitachon that comes into play over there. And when it comes into that understanding of receiving that reward, we trust in that reward. Because we don't know. We don't know for sure. What we know for sure is that we believe in the system of reward. We also don't know what the nefesh wants, or what the reward looks like. Or even if it's something that we think to ourselves, oh, that would be a worthwhile investment. A person has an inability to understand why it is that he wants what he wants in the world to come, because it's impossible to explain in terminology over here. What? I want to sit with a hat on my head? We point this. We point this out at the Seder in the middle of the benching, where we say, HaRachaman, Yanchilenu Yom Shekulo Aruch. We ask Hashem to bring us to the day that is ever long. Yom Shat Tzadikim Yoshvem. A day where the tzaddikim are sitting, v'atroseim v'roseim, they're wearing their hats on their heads, v'nenem iziv hashchina, they just sit there, and they're benefiting from the countenance, from the shine of the shchina. V'yichal keinu imayim, and we ask Hashem to put our chelek. You're asking for a chelek to be dazzled by psychedelic lights. That doesn't make sense. Now what we ask from Hashem in those moments is for us to be able to benefit. To be able to benefit from something, whatever it is, that we can't explain. but we trust that that is something that we want, and we believe in it. And that's where this level of bitachon comes from. We go through life so often hoping to do that which is right. We don't do it for the reward. That's what the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos. Al tiu kavadim ha-mishamshim es-arav ha-manas le-kabal pras. Don't serve Hashem because you want to get this prize. This prize? Well, who's to say that this prize is the prize you want? You should do it because it's the will of Hashem. And we trust when we do it because it's the will of Hashem. And as a result, then we go ahead and we develop a deeper relationship. Not based on the reward, which we can't really explain, but the basis for that which is long-lasting, everlasting, that will keep that relationship strong and proud. And so as we go through our day, let's make sure that when we do because it brings us closer to Hashem each and every step, and will bring us to that concept of Schar Va'onesh in a way that we might not be able to explain to somebody right now, but in a way that we know we will get even closer to God, which is in of itself the greatest type of reward. Have a wonderful day.